Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Mem Gimel. We are starting at the very top of the daf, and in the Vilna Tzuras Daf, it's Chaf Tes Amud Beis, the fifth line at the beginning of the line. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And the Gemara continues talking about Tefillah, which is Shmaya Esrei. Yachol Yehi Mispal L'Chol Ruach Sheyirta. One might think that he's allowed to daven to whichever direction he would like. Tam Alamer, the pasuk tells us V'chaven Psichin Le BeYilisei Neged Yerushalayim, and he opened windows in his upper level towards Yerushalayim. This is a pasuk once again from Daniel. We had mentioned Psukim from Daniel yesterday, talking about how Daniel davened, and this one's telling us that Daniel had opened up his windows and he faced Yerushalayim. So a person is to be facing Yerushalayim when they daven. Yachol Mishabo L'Gai L'Kain. You might think that Daniel only did this once he got to Golus, once he got outside Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, but in Eretz Yisrael he didn't do so. Tam Olamer, that's why the pasuk says Kol Kabel Dehava Aved Min Kadmas Dana, exactly as he used to do before this. Now Yachol Yehi Mispal Shlashim Chalsha Sheyirta. One might think that he's allowed to daven these three tefillos whenever he wants. So the Gemara tells us Kfar Pirish David. David already said very clearly Erev Vavayker at Tzaharayim, evening, morning, and afternoon, and that's where we have the timing for Ma'ariv, Shacharis, and Mincha. Yachol Yehi Magbia Kayul Mispalel. A person might think that he could raise his voice while he's davening to the point where other people around him could hear him. Pirish B'chana, it says B'chana very clearly, V'chana hi medaberes al liba. Chana was speaking to her heart, meaning she was davening quietly. Now, what's the story with Chana? Because we're going to be talking about Chana for a bit over here. So this is referring to Chana, the mother of Shmuel Hanavi, and this is when she was in the Mishkan davening that Hashem grants her a son. Now, Yachol, you might think because of this that Yehi Mahar Belev, a person could just think tefillah in their heart, as it does say, Medaberes al liba. So that's why Talmud Lemon, the pasuk says, Raks vasa nois, only her lips were moving. Haketzad, Marchesh Besif Saisav, a person should say the tefillah quietly with their lips, meaning a person doesn't think the tefillah, but he doesn't say it loud enough that other people could hear him. And number B.S. Bar Chanina, Mina pasuk hazeh at lamad arba dvarim, from this pasuk of Chano, you learn four things. Number one, Uchanahim Medaberes al liba, Chano is speaking to her heart. Mikan, from here we learn, Shat tefillah tzricha kavona. A person can't just mumble off the words without thinking about them, it has to be on the heart. A person has to be focusing on what they're saying. Raks vasa nois, the pasuk says, only her lips are moving. Mikan, over here you learn, shuutzarach laharchesh besif soisov, that a person has to actually move his lips, and he has to mouth, he has to say the words. V'kayu lo yishamea, her voice couldn't be heard. Mikan shalo yehe adamag beaz kayu levi yispalel. From here you learn that a person shouldn't raise his voice and davenin. And lastly, the pasuk says, v'achshveha Eli shikaira, Eli thought that she was drunk. Mikan shashikar also lispalel. From here we learn that a person who's drunk is not allowed to daven. Now we'll say to Chanan bar Abba pliga, the following thing from Chanan bar Abba argues with what we just said, and we're going to see from here that a person is allowed to daven out loud. The Chanan bar Abba Amar l'chavraya, Chanan bar Abba said to his colleagues, Neymar l'chayin milsa tavsa, I'm going to tell you something good, the chamis l'rav avid, that I saw Rav doing, v'amr saw kumi Shmuel, and I said it over in front of Shmuel, v'kam v'nashki al pumi, and he got up and kissed me on my mouth because of this thing I told him. Baruch atah, when Rav said Baruch atah, sheicheach, he would bow down. Bala haskir es Hashem, right as he was about to mention Hashem's name, zekev, he would straighten himself up. And Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, v'no amr's taima, I'm going to give a reason to this. It says in the pasuk, Hashem zekev kefufim, Hashem straightens the bent. That means that by the time a person says Hashem's name, he shouldn't be bent anymore, he should be straightened. Now the only way Chanan bar Abba could know that this is what Rav was doing is because Rav must have been saying it out loud. So we see that a person is allowed to daven out loud. But now Rav Ami argues on what a person is supposed to be bound down by and straightening up by. Let me start, it's not logical. Deloy Amar Elam b'nei Shmi Nichasu. It says in the pasuk, he was humbled before my name. So that means that when a person says Hashem's name, he should be in a state of humility, which means he should still be bent over. Now Rav Avin said, that's not so, because Ilu Havaksiv Bishmi Nichasu Havayos. If it would say in the pasuk, Bishmi, at my name, he was humbled, so then you'd be correct. But lesksiv ella mipneishmi nichashu. It says mipneishmi, before my name. What does that mean? Kaidam ad shaloi hiskeres Hashem kvar nichashu. Before he mentioned the name, then he was in a state of humility. But when he mentioned Hashem's name, he wasn't in a state of humility, which means a person is to straighten themselves before they say Hashem's name. Rav Abba bar Zavda matzeh b'kala. Rav Abba bar Zavda would daven out loud. However, Rabbi Yoina kad hava matzeh b'kinishta, when he would daven in the Beis Knesset in shul, hava matzli b'lchisha, he would daven quietly so as not to disturb other people. However, kad hava matzeh b'beisa, when he would daven in his house, Havamatsi Bakala, he would daven out loud, Adi Yalfun Bnei Beisei Tzloise Mine, until the people of his house learned davening from him. They didn't know how to daven beforehand, they didn't have Siddurim, people would daven by heart, and he davened at home loudly enough that the people of his household ended up learning what davening was from him. And Amar Rav Mana says, Ubnei Beisei Da Abba Yalfun Tzloise Mine, the people of my father's household, they learned davening from him because my father did the same thing, he davened out loud. Now the Gemara addresses where we get our three tefillahs a day from. Me'echan Lamdu Shalosh Tefillahs. Where do we get these three tefillahs? tefillah is from, what do they correspond to? So Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani Yomer, he says as follows, they correspond to the three times during the day that the day changes on people. In the morning, a person needs to say, I thank you, Hashem, that you took me out from the darkness to light. And that's Shachris. A person has to say, the same way that you gave me the merit to see the sun in the east, so I have merited to see it in the west. And that corresponds to Mincha. And Ba'erev, in the evening, a person needs to say, the same way that I was in the darkness, and you took me out to the light, that was this morning, so too you should take me out of this darkness into light, and that's my riv. Now a different opinion, Rabbi Shuban Levi Amar, he says, Tfilois me avos limdom. We learn the tfilois from our avos. Tfilos hashachar me Avram Avinu. We learn shachres from Avram Avinu. It says in the pasuk, Vayashkim Avram baboiker. Avram got up early in the morning, el amakam asher amad sham lifnei Hashem, to the place where he stood over there before Hashem. And vein amida el tfila. Amida is referring to davening. Kemal de Tamar, like it says in the pasuk, Vayamid Pinchas vayefalel. And Pinchas was oymed. He stood and he davened. Tfilas hamincha mi Yitzchak Avinu. We learn mincha from Yitzchak. It says in the pasuk, Vayetze Yitzchak lo suach basada. He went to talk in the field. And vein sicha el tfila. Sicha is referring to tfila. Kemal de Tamar, like it says in the pasuk, Tfila lo anikiyatov. And he pours forth his speech in front of Hashem. And the beginning of the pasuk says tefillah. And lastly, tefillah ha'erev, ma'ariv, is miYaakov Avinu, is learned from Yaakov. It says in the pasuk, "Vayifga b'makom v'yalin sham." He was pigea. He encountered the place. Vein pigia el tefillah. Pigia is referring to tefillah. K'mod ha'temer, like it says in the pasuk, "Yifgu na b'Hashem tzevakos." But Aimer also says, "Al tisa ba'adam rino tefillah v'al tifga bi." So we see that pigia means tefillah. So we learn ma'ariv from Yaakov. Now Rabbanon Amru, the Rabbanon say, "Tefillah is mitmidim gam." We learn our tefillos from the Tamidim, from the Karban Tamid that's brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Tefillos HaShachar mitamid shel Shachar. Shachris in the morning is learned from the Tamid shel Shachar. As it says in the pasuk, Esa keves mem gimel amud beis on the top, echad tasav habayker, and one lamb shall be done in the morning. That's referring to the Tamid shel Shachar. And tefillos HaMincha mitamid shel Bein Arabayim. And Mincha is learned from the Tamid shel Bein Arabayim. It says in the pasuk, Vesa keves hasheni tasav Bein Arabayim. So Shachris and Mincha correspond to the Tamid shel Shachar and Tamid shel Bein Arabayim. Now tefillos HaErev loy matu b'malat loysa. Chazal didn't find anything that Meyer of corresponds to, and Mishan Waisa Stam, they taught it Stam in the Mishnah. As the Mishnah says, Hadahi de Taninon, Tfilas Ha'erev Ein Lo Keva. It doesn't have a set time, because it doesn't correspond to anything, according to this Shita. Mishal Musafin Kala Yayim. Now, Amrav Tanchuma, Rav Tanchuma says, no, Oidhi Kavu Aisa Keneged Ichol Evarm Upidarim, Shahayim Achon Al Gav Mizbeach Kala Laila. It also, meaning Myriv, does correspond to the Tamid. What part of the Tamid? The Ichol Evarm Upidarim, the consumption of the limbs and the fats of the Karbonis, those could be burned on the Mizbeach all night. So when it says in the Mishnah, Tfilas Ha'erev Ein Lo Keva, it doesn't mean that it doesn't correspond to anything. It means that it corresponds to these Evarim and Pedarim that are burned all night. So that means that one can have a Ma'ariv all night. And that's understanding of Ein Lo Keva. Now we're going to go on to understand Rabbi Yehuda's Shita in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Adar B'Shoyes, that a person can daven Shachris up until 4 hours of the day. So now we're going to explore two different possibilities of where Rabbi Yehuda would get his Shita from. Medivrei Torah Lamed Rabbi Yehuda? Does Rabbi Yehuda learn this from the Torah? And how would he learn from the Torah? The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel taught. It says in the Pasuk, V'cham HaShemesh V'namas, and the sun became hot and it melted. This is referring to the mun. In the midbar, it would melt when it got hot outside. And the Braisa says, Ba'arba Shais, it would melt at 4 hours. Now, Ata Omer Ba'arba Shais, Ena El B'Shei Shais, you say that it would melt at 4 hours. Maybe it melted at 6 hours of the day, because it's also hot at 6 hours of the day. So the Gemara says, no, Kshu Omer, when it says in the Pasuk, Kichayim Hayoim, in the heat of the day, this is referring to Avram Avinu sitting outside his tent in the heat of the day, Hare Sheish Omer. That clearly is talking about 6 hours of the day. And we're going to see in a little bit why that's talking about 6 hours. So Hamanu Mekayim, V'cham HaShemesh V'namas, what does Lashon mean, and the sun became hot and it melted? Ba'arba shayis, that's referring to 4 hours of the day. Now here's where Rabbi Yehuda would learn his shita from. Va'ad darishin, you darishin ba'biker ba'biker. We have a lashon of biker here and a lashon of biker over there. Ma ba'biker shnemer la'alon. Just like the biker that it says over there in regards to the mun, ba'arba shayis is referring to 4 hours of the day. Af ba'biker shnemer kan. So to the word ba'biker that says over here in regards to the tamid shel shachar, ba'arba shayis is referring to 4 hours of the day. That's one way of understanding Rabbi Yehuda. Now we just explain why is it that v'cham hashemesh v'namas is referring to 4 hours of the day. However, kechayim hayayim is referring to 6 hours of the day. So Gemara says, ba'arba sha'in shimsha chamin v'tula karir. At 4 hours of the day, the places that are in the sun are hot, and the shade is cold. Meaning, at 4 hours of the day, if you're in the shade, you're cool and you're not hot. And that's what the pasuk says, v'cham ha-shemesh v'namas. The sun is hot, meaning other places that are not in the sun are not hot. Whereas b'shis shine at 6 hours of the day, shim shachamen v'tul hachamen. Not only are places in the sun hot, but also shady places are hot as well. And that's understanding the pasuk k'chaim hayoim, in the heat of the day, meaning the day is hot no matter where you are, in the sun or the shade. Now Amar of Tanchum, he argues, and he says, ma'o k'chaim hayoim, what does that mean, the heat of the day? B'shosh ein sel chalberia is referring to a time where there is no shade for anyone. At noontime, at chatzais, the sun is directly overhead, so there is no shade. And that's why it's called chaim hayoim. And now we're going on somewhat of a digression over here before we explore the second side of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yasa matzli b'tlas shayin. Rabbi Yasa would daven at 3 hours of the day. Even though technically he has up until 4 hours of the day, he would daven at 3 hours. And Rabbi Chiya bar Avah matzli b'tlas shayin, he would also daven at 3 hours of the day. However, Rabbi Rechya, chamayne kari kriyashma umatzli basar tlas shayin, he was seen saying kriyashma and davening after 3 hours. The Gemara asks, how could that be? V'hataninu, we learned in our Mishnah, hakari mikan ve'elech loy hefsid, one that says kriyashma after 3 hours of the day, he hasn't lost out completely. Ka'adam shukari b'tayra, he at least gets schar like someone who's reading from the Torah, but he doesn't get schar like someone who said kriyashma bizman. So how could Rabbi Rechya say kriyashma after 3 hours? So Neymar, we can say, the kfar kibel machos shemayim ba'inasa, he was already mekabel o machos shemayim in its proper time, which means he already said kriyashma in its proper time before 3 hours. Now that he wants to say shemayna esrei, and he wants to be samech gu'ul litfila, so he said shema again in order to do that. But he was ready yaitse kriyashma in its proper time. Now we're back to Rabbi Yehuda exploring the other potential tzad for Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Ime edus lamed Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda learns it from an edus that was said over by someone. Demai Rabbi Siman b'shem Rabbi Shu ben Levi. Rabbi Siman said in the name of Rabbi Shu ben Levi, b'mei malchus Yavon, in the days of the Greek kingdom. This is before Churban Abayas, when the walls were surrounded, so they didn't have a way to get animals. Hayu mishal shalin lahen shtei kupa shel zahav. They would lower down 2 baskets of gold. Vayu man lahen shnei talayim. The Greeks would put 2 lambs in a box and they would raise them up. Now, pamachas, one time, they lowered these 2 boxes of gold, and they sent up 2 goats, and goats aren't allowed to be brought for the Karban Tamid. At that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu einem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened their eyes, he lightened up their eyes, they found 2 lambs that were already pre-checked in the Lishkas HaTolayim. Now let's just pause for a second and understand what we just said. What does that mean, lambs pre-checked in the Lishkas HaTolayim? So in the Beis HaMikdash compound, there was a room called Lishkas HaTolayim. That's where all the lambs that were designated for the Karban Tamid would be sent. A Karban needed Bikur, it needed to be pre-checked. We needed to make sure it doesn't have a mum. So that's where they would take the lambs from. And what we're saying over here is, since they had goats and they weren't able to bring them as a Karban Tamid, Hashem opened up their eyes and they found 2 lambs wandering around the Lishkas HaTolayim. Now, Isa Shah, in regards to that time, Heid Rabbi Yehuda bar Abba, Rabbi Yehuda bar Abba gave Eidos al Tamid Shal Shachar Shakar of Ba'arba Shais, that the Tamid Shal Shachar was brought at 4 hours of the day. So we see that we have an Eidos that the Tamid Shal Shachar was brought at 4 hours of the day, so it's very possible that this is where Rabbi Yehuda gets his Shita from. And the Gemara concludes this over here without an answer. We don't know where Rabbi Yehuda's Shita comes from. But now we continue with a similar story. Amar Rav Levi, Rav Levi says, Afime Malchus Harasha Hazais, even in the times of this evil kingdom, referring to Rome, Hayu Mishal Shal Lahem Shtei Kupa Shel Zav, they would lower down 2 boxes of gold, Vahayu Mal Lahem Shnei Kvasim, and they would send them 2 Kvasim for the Tamid Shal Shachar and Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im. Upasif, however, at the end, one day, Shal Shal Lahem Shtei Kupa Shel Zav, they lowered down 2 boxes of gold, Vahel Lahem Shnei Chazirin, and they sent up 2 Chazirim, Vahayu Hispigu Lagil Chetzi Chayma, and the box that had these Chazirin in them didn't even make its way halfway up the wall, Acha Nata Chazir Buchayma, until what happened, the Chazir stuck its hooves into the wall, Vinizdazea Hachayma, and the wall shook, Vakovats Arba'im Parsa Me'ert Yisrael, and it was thrown 40 parsa from Eretz Yisrael. But Isa at that time, Garmu HaVaynais, the sins of Am Yisrael sealed their fate, Ubatal HaTamid, and the Tamid was completely nullified, there was no more Tamid, V'charav HaBayis, and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But now we continue explaining, Ma Tamid Rabbanan, what's the reason of the Rabbanan? Why is it the Rabbanan say that the Tamid Shal Shachar is allowed to be brought up until Chatzos? So the reason is, based off of Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk, Shnaim Layoim, 2 per day. What do we learn from here? Mem Dalad Amud Aleph on top, Chaluk Es HaYoim, split the day. So up until the first half of the day, the Tamid Shal Shachar can be brought, and in the second half of the day, the Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im is brought. Now, Tamid Rav Yehuda, how would Rav Yehuda understand this pasuk? Shnayim layoim, 2 per day, chayva layoim. That means that it's a chayv to bring 2 a day. Now we have more drashas out of this pasuk. Shnayim layoim, what does that mean? 2 per day. Shnei prakalitim layoim, 2 advocates or 2 defenders per day. The Tamid Shal Shachar was mechaper on all the avinus of Am Yisrael that were done in that previous night, and the Tamid Shal Bein Arba'im was mechaper for the avinus done in the morning. Another drasha, shnayim layoim, shetehei shchitasan l'shem hayoim. The shchita should be l'shem that day, meaning the kain is not allowed to have machshava of pigol. He shouldn't be having a machshava that I'm shechting this, but we're going to do the avodah tomorrow. We're shechting it, and we're going to do the avodah today. Another drasha, shnayim layoyim, shetei shchitasan keneged hayoyim, the shchita, the carbon, should be opposite the day, which means in the light of the day. Hadahi de tanin and taman, that's what we learned in the Mishnah over there, tamash al shachar, taman in the morning, haya nishchat al karen maravis tzvaynes, it was shechted by the northwest corner of the mizbeach, al tabas shnio, by the second ring, keneged hayoyim, that's where the day was, that's where the light was, we'll explain this in a moment, and mishal bein rabayim, the afternoon tamid, haya nishchat al karen tzvaynes mizrachis, it was shechted by the northeast corner of the mizbeach, al tabas shnio, by the second ring, keneged hayoyim, also opposite the day, that's where the light was then. Now, what does this mean? So to the north of the Mizbeach, meaning on the right side of the Hazara, there were 24 rings in the floor, each one used by a different mishmar to help hold the animal down while shechting it. So that's what we mean when we say tabas, the ring. Now, in the morning, when the sun rises in the east, so the sun was shining on the northwestern corner of the Mizbeach, and that's where the Tamat Shel Shachar was shechted, because that's where the sun was. Whereas in the afternoon, when the sun was in the west already, that means that the sun was shining on the northeastern corner of the Mizbeach, so that's where the Tamat Shel Ben Arbayim was shechted. And lastly, what does Shnayim Aliyah mean? V'hushe hei yoideya, eze mehen nishchat b'shachris, v'eze mehen nishchat b'arvis. The Kohen has to know which one's going to be shechted in the morning and which one's going to be shechted in the afternoon. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with talking about Mincha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.